3 o'clock crowd. The NBA free agency is officially open. We are waiting on deals, and I've got our first good, juicy rumor of the day. Hit the breaking news sounder there, Jorge. Breaking news on 710 ESPN, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home with a 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com to find a coupon to download up to $15 in coupons for your next Valvoline Instant Oil Change. So this is interesting. Chris Haynes of Yahoo is reporting that the Lakers have a mutual interest in Danny Green and Dwight Howard, essentially trying to bring the band back together from 2020. Danny Green and Dwight Howard. Danny Green solves one issue. Obviously, he's a great 3-and-D guy, great three-point shooter, will help you stretch the floor. Dwight Howard, the rim protector that we could have used last year during the course of the season. What do you think of the idea, and this is not done, it's not announced, it's nothing like that, of Danny Green and Dwight Howard returning and the Lakers trying to put the band back together?
I like that idea. I don't think it's a bad path, especially if it's available. If you're not going all over, you know, over the river and through the woods to try to get guys back just because you were familiar with them, but they're available and they're willing, why not? I do think the Dwight Howard thing comes with one level of caveat, though. Dwight was great when he came back. Dwight was fantastic when he came back to the Lakers. He had an attitude adjustment, and he was a better basketball player. But you know what else Dwight Howard had behind him? He had JaVale McGee. Yep. And the two of them together made that thing work as much as one singular player did. You had more fouls to distribute. You could sort of put, you could use them as sort of the same big man, but doing two different things with two different sets of fouls. Like, I like Dwight. I do think he would be good, but I think that people are going to overlook how important JaVale was in those situations as his backup in terms of how he played the five position and what he did, you know, from a rim-protecting standpoint, too.
Throw that out there as an idea. So we know we've got LeBron, AD, and Westbrook, and now Rob Pelinka is putting pieces around them. The idea of Danny Green and Dwight Howard returning, I absolutely love. I loved both those guys when they were playing here. I understand what you're saying about JaVale McGee. Of course, now they still have Marc Gasol under contract, so he's not the rim protector that you need. But Dwight Howard, contrary to what people think, had basically the exact same year for the Sixers that he had for the Lakers in 2020. He brings enthusiasm. He clearly wants to win. He was beloved by Laker fans. I think he makes a lot of sense in terms of protecting the rim and giving them that defense down low, which they really didn't have during the course of last year. So I love this idea. By the way, Shams Charania, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. Shams Charania reporting that Lonzo Ball has agreed to a 4-year, $85 million deal with the Chicago Bulls. That is Rich Paul telling Shams Charania. So Lonzo going to Chicago. There's the cannon. What do we think of the cannon?
It's not really working for me the way that I hope it would work. Because, like, I feel like that sound, it works in the Hunger Games because, like, people, you can see it. You know what I'm saying? You know, but, like, it's not really working that well here. Good try, Jorge. I mean, I like that we workshopped this.
Man, that's what matters.
You know, I know. I like that we workshopped this on the show, but it's not exactly landing the way that I thought. It just sort of sounds like something in the distance.
Free agent Tim Hardaway Jr. has agreed to a 4-year, $72 million deal to return to Dallas. Mike Conley has agreed to a 3-year, $68 million deal to return to the Utah
Hit the
Jazz.
Cannon. We got to hit the cannon.
Let's use it while we got it. Free agent center Boban has agreed to a deal to re-sign with the Dallas Mavericks, so they get Tim Hardaway Jr. and Boban back. And again, the freshest Lakers rumor is that the Lakers may be interested in bringing back Dwight Howard and Danny Green, who were part of the 2020 championship team. 877-710-ESPN. There's nothing official there, but according to Chris Haynes, the Lakers are, quote, trying to get the band back together. So that may be going on right now. I love that as an idea. It makes complete and total sense to me. Throw Carmelo Anthony into the package, and I think you start building out a team.
What a team, man. That's going to be such a fun squad. I mean, if Dwight Howard, Russell Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony, LeBron James and AD are all in the same team. Like, just the personalities alone are going to make this quite the season.
Oh, wow. quite a season to follow. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And Danny Green's that guy they need. He's that shooter. There's still room for other shooters, obviously. We don't know how far down the road they are with Danny Green, but there are guys out there like Wayne Ellington and Otto Porter Jr. Danny Green was definitely on my list of potential shooters. Alex Caruso, if you're just tuning in, Ramona Shelburne basically indicated today that he is unlikely to return. So I hope you're getting ready for the post-Alex Caruso era. And THT, we have no word on right now. He is a restricted free agent. That may take a couple of days to actually work that out. So the moves have begun with free agency now officially open.
You know, I'm going to be bummed about Caruso, dude. I'm still thinking about that.
It is. It's
tough. Still thinking about that.
You know, yeah. The one thing I loved about Caruso is he played so well with LeBron. You know how you can pull out those, like, two-player combinations and see the plus-minus?
Yeah.
The two-player combination, for what it's worth, between LeBron and Caruso was just insane. It was one of the best two-player combos that they had on the roster last year, best two-player combinations. So, yeah, he's a tough one to lose. And the
Go ahead, my bad.
I was going to say, he's also very interesting that the Lakers could bring him back. They could go over the cap to sign their own players. So they're electing to move on, potentially, from Alex Caruso.
Well, all I was going to say is that, like, what I liked also a lot about Caruso was that he was very high on the LeBron likes you list. You know what I'm saying? Which, to me, is one of the higher compliments one can get on a basketball team, never mind in the NBA, is that if LeBron messes with you, you're probably a pretty cool dude. You know what I'm saying? Never mind a good basketball player. So that shaped a lot of my opinion of him, is that I really like Caruso because he seemed to get along well with the guy who was clearly the best player of all time.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler has agreed to a max contract extension with the Miami Heat. That is just in. That's no surprise, I don't think. We fire off a cannon every time we get a piece of...
Somebody suggested this. That's from The Purge.
That's not bad.
That's from The Purge.
That sounds very panicky, though.
That does sound very panicky. We're just playing with buttons at this point.
Yeah, The Purge actually is such a scary movie. I can't look at The Purge.
I don't want to put my mind in that place. Yeah, I'm with you. The whole idea of that is kind of terrifying.
It is terrifying. All right, so again, the latest we've got is that the Lakers potentially are interested in bringing back Danny Green and Dwight Howard. I think a lot of Laker fans will be excited about that. Alex Caruso likely to go. No word on THT. We've got Dennis Schroeder is the wild card here, because the Lakers could sign and trade Dennis Schroeder. Now, Schroeder, according to the New York Post, is maybe interested, and there may be mutual interest with the New York Knicks. I don't think he's ever going to get the $84 million back that he was offered originally by the Lakers.
I was stunned when he turned that down. Like, he's a good player, and he's improved tremendously in his time in the NBA, but, like, bro, how are you walking away from that kind of money? I was shocked. Shocked.
Yeah. All right. 877-710-ESPN. It is open. It is happening. Free agency is on right now in the NBA. Some rumors already developing involving the Lakers. 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland. Clinton Yates is in for John. 710-ESPN.
So. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
NBA free agency is open. Here are some nuggets. Jared Allen has agreed to a 5-year, $100 million deal with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Resident Cavaliers fan Lindsay Fulton, what do you think?
Why? Anytime the Cavs do anything, I'm like, why? It just nothing makes sense.
5 years, $100 million. Lindsay, not a fan.
It's just like, whatever.
Nerlens Noel returning to the Knicks. Alec Burks returning to the Knicks. Lonzo Ball going to the Bulls. Jamichael Green staying in Denver, or going to Denver, returning to Denver. And Jimmy Butler signs a max contract. Those are some of the developments here. And I think the most interesting thing, obviously, for us is this idea of pulling together the 2020 championship team again. There is a report by Chris Haynes from Yahoo that says the Lakers are interested in putting the band back together, which would mean bringing back Dwight Howard and bringing back Danny Green. You know, there's an old expression. It's by some guy named Tom Wolfe. Do you know this guy, Thomas Wolfe?
No.
Says, you can't go home again.
Oh.
Can you ever really run it back in that way? Can you ever really recapture the magic of a particular instant, of a particular moment by bringing everybody back?
You know, I was literally just about to ask you, because I know you're a big movies guy. Like, what are we going to call this team? Are they the Expendables? Or is this sort of like a Wild Hogs 2 kind of situation? Like, what exactly are we going to call them and look at them as sort of their arc? Because I think you're right. It's an interesting question. Like, everybody's kind of a year removed. If you just come back, like, I don't know. Like,
everybody's,
it could be fun because
older.
There are going to be new parts that it's going to make it feel fresh. I do agree with that. But I do wonder how well this can work and what expectations are going to be within reason. You know what I mean? Like, do we really think that just because they won this, you know, in 2020, that 2 years later, 2 years older, 2 years wiser, I guess, that it's really going to be the same, especially considering how the rest of the league has changed? I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet.
You know what you know with these two guys, right? In other words, no. The organization knows them. LeBron and AD, who you know are very collaborative with Rob Pelinka. If anything happens with the Lakers, you know that it has been in some way signed off on by LeBron James. So,
right.
I think these guys obviously played well together. The Lakers need a shooter, and Danny Green is that. He's also a great wing defender. They're going to need defense. They've lost defense in Alex Caruso, if in fact he goes elsewhere, in KCP, who they traded to Washington last week. They're going to need defense. That's one of the critical components here, and they're going to need shooters. If you've got Dwight Howard, or if you've got LeBron James, AD, and Russell Westbrook, you need to add some defense and you need to add shooters. Those are the two primary motives, I think, that you've got to do if you're the Lakers.
Yeah.
How do you feel about those guys coming back? 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. Can you go back again?
Yeah.
Can you go home again? Somebody thinks that I made up the expression, you can't go home again, by Thomas Wolfe. We're not going to do Lie of the Day today. We normally do this thing called Lie of the Day
where I tell a totally outrageous story.
Oh, man, I already marked mine down, too.
Did you really? Yeah, I wasn't going to do it today. I thought, you know, it's a big news day. I'm not going to do Lie of the Day.
I'm still thinking about this. I think I'm going with Wild Hogs 2. But then I realized I never saw Wild Hogs 2. But I never saw Wild Hogs 1. Wild Hogs is funnier than you would think. It's like, you know, a bunch of guys decide that they're going to be motorcycle dudes. And they, you know, it's like a city slick. It's like a modern version of sort of City Slickers on motorcycles kind of thing.
How about somebody saying, how about Fast 9?
Oh, okay.
Because they got the band back together. For Fast and Furious.
You know, family, of course.
It's all about the
that's
family.
That's not bad. That's not bad. We're still workshopping it. Let's keep it coming.
Yeah, we're working on it. We're working on it. Is there a movie that describes this? I'm trying to think. The reunion, it's got to be a reunion kind of movie.
I still like The Expendables, because that to me, like, there's something
especially
about
if Carmelo's part of this. The Expendables,
right. If Carmelo joins, they become The Expendables 3. That's who they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no question.
Sort of these renegades, you know what I mean? I actually like that. Huh.
Yeah.
I think it's a
safe route, because we know them. The organization knows them. LeBron has played with them. We've seen what it looks like. I think there'll be a comfort level if, in fact, that's the direction they go. If that's the direction.
Yeah, and I think that's why you do it. You know what I mean? LeBron's at the stage of his career where he doesn't have to be teaching anybody anything. He wants to be playing basketball. You know what I mean? And playing it at the highest level. And I think that's what this kind of roster construction strategy avails you of, just from a character standpoint.
You know, the one thing I wanted to dunk in here, just because we had this conversation a little bit earlier about the Dodgers and who sits now that we've got Trey Turner, and we were talking about A.J. Pollock. A.J. Pollock, in the month of July, I don't know if you saw this or not, Batted .394 with a .442 on base percentage, an .1166 OPS, with 37 hits, 10 doubles, and 7 home runs. When the Dodgers step back on the field tomorrow night, I would assume that AJ Pollock is going to be there and will be there until he slows down to some degree.
Yeah, and I want to clarify my comments earlier. Ireland was thought I was crazy when I said I think that Pollock's going to end up being the odd man out. That is not to discount anything that's happened. I just think that what I know of the careers of these guys, I think that's going to even out. Obviously, Pollock's had a hot month. You're not going to take him off the field right now because of that. I just think that when we get down into crunch time in terms of September and what we're doing from a roster standpoint, I think a guy like Turner is really going to show out on a team like this in a different way than Pollock does. That's just me. I'm not rooting against anybody. But personally, I think if you're in a three people for two slots situation, Turner's going to be one of those people for sure.
No question that the way – although Cody Bellinger had two hits on Saturday, didn't play yesterday. There's no question that I think Cody Bellinger is the odd guy out. Or maybe you use – maybe you kind of use A.J. Pollock and Cody Bellinger as a platoon.
A platoon type of situation. That's the easier way out of that, at least in terms of making sure that everybody is around for a chance. I don't hate that idea.
Although that's a lot more Cody than it is AJ.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. I mean, again, Dodgers fans, this is a great problem to have. You know what I mean? Bench depth and trying to figure out whether or not a guy who's been a pretty good closer for most of his career is going to be able to keep it. That's a good problem to have. You know, the thing they got to worry about right now is getting their butts back in the division so they don't have to play in so many games in the playoffs. Because you don't want to mess around and get into a one-game situation.
Uh-uh.
You don't want that. Don't want that at all.
Got to win that division. Got to win that division. I don't want a one-game playoff against the Giants or the Padres,
right,
for that matter. And I think all three of those teams are going to be in the playoffs. That one game will be a tough situation. Somebody says, how about Oceans? Well, he says Oceans 21. What's Oceans 21?
Not bad.
Oceans 11. LeBron is Danny Ocean.
Okay.
That's all right. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis, you're on 710. What's up, man?
I would say it's the Golden Girls.
Oh, no.
Thank you for being a friend.
No, don't say it. Don't say it.
Hey, Golden I'm Girls a big Laker fan, funny, though, but, you know, hoping for the best. Thank
what
you,
do
guys.
What do you think of the idea of Dwight and Danny Green coming back?
I take Dwight, not Danny Green.
What do you got against Danny?
Like I said, the Golden Girls.
Okay, got it. Thanks, right, Dennis. Buddy. Appreciate it, man. It is going to be an older team.
Yeah, well, I was actually going to ask, like, what would the average, like, again, math, probably not necessarily the strong suit of this program, but, like,
no,
if all the people we discussed were added to the team, how much higher would their average team age be than the league average?
If we added Danny and we added Dwight and we added Carmelo.
Yeah.
That's the oldest team in the league for sure.
That right. feels like the
like,
oldest
team. I don't even have to do the math. I can just think about it. There's no way that they're not the oldest team in the league by a mile at that point.
Let's go to Tony in Riverside. Tony, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Yeah, Tony. You know, I love Dwight Howard. Can you hear me?
Yeah, gotcha.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I love Dwight Howard, man. He's just a beast down under. But Danny Green, wasn't he atrocious in shooting when we won the championship in 2020? Like, I know he's a great defender, but I think we need shooting. So I think we should look past Danny Green, but definitely Dwight Howard. Bring him back, because if for some reason somebody got by LeBron and Anthony Davis, they had to deal with him, and it wasn't fun for anyone.
Yeah, I actually like Danny Green a lot more than you, but I'll tell you what. Dwight Howard, thanks for the call, man. Dwight Howard became a huge fan favorite, which is so weird because we were here when everybody wanted Dwight Howard gone, and to see him come back, it was such a great sort of revision of his history in Los Angeles.
It really is. A third stint would be, I mean, that's the kind of stuff dreams are made of, but movies are made of, rather. And the thing, too, though, that I liked about Dwight, very specifically to how his game matured, is that he kept – and I actually heard Travis talking about this on their show with Sliwa the other day.
Yeah.
He kept just enough of his, like, agitatorness, but still sort of really grew up with his game, that he's become a force to deal – like, he's annoying to play against. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like, you want that guy on your team because he – ticks off other people, and his opponents are the main people he ticks off. Like, that's a factor that I think this team can use. It's something Russell Westbrook does well as well. I'd be very interested to see what that sort of, like, you know, the two-headed monster of those two guys in focus mode would look like on this team. He's kept just enough of that for me to really, really like how he plays in the league these days.
And by the way, it would be Danny Green's age 34 season. Last year with Philly, he scored 10 points a game. He shot 40% from three. You know, you need a...
Yeah, that's good. I don't know what that guy was talking about. Danny Green is the 3-and-D guy. That's what he does.
Like, yep.
And he might have had a bad series here and there, but, you know, anyway.
All right. So what do you think? The idea of getting the band back together. I don't know what we're calling it.
We're still workshopping names.
The Lakers are like the Avengers. They all had their own solo acts and accomplishments, but every few years they come together to create movie magic. LeBron is Iron Man, Dwight is Hulk, AD is Thor, Westbrook is Spider-Man, and JaVale, who I don't think is coming back, is Groot.
Everybody needs that's not Groot. Bad.
No, that's good. I like that.
That was well thought out. They really schemed that out, as we like to say. That's good.
877-710-ESPN. Free agency is open, and the Lakers, there are at least rumors involving the Lakers, and we will get you the latest coming up next for you, plus your calls. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So, Chris Haynes from Yahoo reporting that the Lakers may be interested in getting the band back together, which would include bringing back Dwight Howard, who was in Philly last year, and Danny Green, who had a good year for Philly last year, 40% three-point shooter. Those are really two things that the Lakers needed. Coming into this offseason, and we'll get to your calls in a minute, 877-710-ESPN, Clinton Yates is here for John Ireland. Two things that I think the Lakers needed to accomplish during this offseason was, one, another playmaker, which they certainly got, you know, plus in Russell Westbrook, and three-point shooting, which they definitely get if they were to pursue Danny Green or any number of other options on the table, Wayne Ellington, Otto Porter Jr. The rumor right now, though, is Danny Green and Dwight Howard potentially returning to the Lakers. 877-710-ESPN. I love it. I mean, I saw that team. Danny Green is a tremendous player, championship pedigree, great 3-and-D guy. Putting the band back together, I think, in this particular case, with everybody hungry for a ring, I think makes a lot of sense.
I agree, and there's a lot of people on Twitter today. We asked that question at ESPN Los Angeles on Twitter. There seems to be a lot of very strange Danny Green slander. Like, last time I checked, the guy was pretty solid, and the Lakers won a ring with him. Like, I'm not sure I'm understanding where all this hate is coming from. I mean, sure, he might not knock down every shot that you watched in one particular playoff stretch, but, like, that guy's a – again, one of the kind of guys that if LeBron likes you and you've won something in this league, you're probably a pretty good asset to most NBA teams, which he's proven he has been.
Not everybody loves Danny. Let's go to Ron in Los Angeles. Ron, you're on 710. What's up, man? Ron in Los Angeles?
You guys must be looking at revisionist history or something when you're talking about Danny Green.
Explain.
Do you remember how he was about ready to get run out of town? When in the bubble, he missed a wide open shot to win the game, and he lost it. And we thank God we came back and we won the next game. Danny Green's feet were in cement. He's the kind of guy that does kamikaze type steals. That's the only reason he gets steals. People were going around him. What are you guys remembering about when Danny Green was last here? You're thinking of him in San Antonio. You're not thinking about him in the last year at the Lakers. When he hit shots, he would hit shots at non-timely moments. He would get them in those spurts.
So you're going to boil Danny Green down to the one shot he missed in the playoffs.
No. I pointed that out as an example. you look at the rest of his season as well. Danny Green was one of the weak parts of our three-point shooting that particular season when we were counting on him, depending on him to do well.
Dwight Howard is a completely different. Check your memory. He shot 37% from three.
What did I tell you about timely shooting? That the times that we needed for him to really hit shots, he was coming up empty.
Okay, now, all right, thank you. I appreciate it. I understand your argument there, but, like, if a guy's shooting daggone near 40% from three, I'm not going to pick nits over timeliness in a season in which they won the daggone Larry O'Brien trophy. That just doesn't make sense to me. Also, he had a good year last year. We don't need to get all the way back to his time with the Lakers. This would be a sensible move even if he was just Danny Green. You know what I mean? Not former champion Laker Danny Green. So I get it. People don't love the way that he plays. They think that the 3-and-D element of his game is actually kind of – like, slow, they think he should do more, you know what I mean? They think that he's resorting to 3-and-D, but, like, I don't think that, you know what I mean? I'm not saying the guy's going to be an all-star. I just think that he's the kind of guy you want on your team, especially when you're constructing one as done right now.
All right, Cornell from L.A. wants to come right at me. Cornell, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Yeah, hey, Mace, I'm trying to figure out where you coming from, because when we won a championship, you were just dissing Danny Green. You was even agreeing with Snoop Dogg tweet, which I don't recall what he said about Danny Green. Now, all of a sudden, you all for Danny Green. Can you please explain?
Yeah, I don't remember being anti-Danny Green. Now, you probably remember better than me, because, as you know, I dabble in the Puryeska. But
yeah, Mason doesn't really intend to remember things quite so well.
Puryeska!
I'm just trying to figure out. Normally, you're sounding like John Ireland right now.
You don't – wait a minute. Danny Green is a great 3-and-D guy. He makes complete sense. He shot 40% from three last year.
That's last year, but you were dissing him. You was against him. You was even happy when they traded him for a Schroeder. Now, all of a sudden, it's the opposite.
Well, no, I like the Schroeder trade. I mean, if you want to accuse me of being wrong on the Schroeder trade, I will accept that. I like that trade. I like that deal at the time. And I did go south on Schroeder. I'm trying to pull up the playoff numbers for Danny Green. Can anybody get those? I can't find
it. Yeah, and this is immaterial. Like, I mean, to me, in the context of, like, you know what? Okay, if you didn't like Danny Green in the moment, like, in terms of what he was doing from game to game, all right. But, like, it worked out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like he – I don't know. It's not like he was – I don't know. He was not a problem, in my opinion. And he has improved, and there's a different focus. It's just a different thing now. And I think that that's a reasonable time that, like, again, are you signing Danny Green to a 5-year contract worth $100 million? No. But this is a guy you might want on your team in this situation. He's exactly the kind of dude you want hanging around your locker room, in my opinion.
He was 11 for 38 in the finals for 32%.
Not great.
In the Western Conference finals, he was 8 of 25 for 29%. So that's what people are remembering. They're remembering the performances he had in the Western Conference Finals and in the NBA Finals, but it is an 82-game season, and I don't think he's got rings by accident. I'm sure I was critical of the three-point shooting at the time. But I still think of the options that are out there, Danny Green makes a ton of sense.
I agree. I agree completely, and I appreciate you going to break that down, because it's not like people are, you know, nobody's saying that Danny Green's walking out of here with a three-point shooting contest trophy every year, but – over the course of a season, Danny Green is the type of professional you want to have on your roster.
Let's get one more call in here. Let's go to Warren in Torrance. Warren, you're on 710. What are you doing, man? Hey, Warren.
Hello. Can you hear me?
What's up?
Yeah, got you loud and clear. What's up, man?
Hey, I don't understand what half of this community is on right now. These are the same yahoos that were complaining when we were going to re-sign Dwight Howard again, and look how that turned out. Danny Green is an exceptional, amazing player to have. 3-and-D, he can shoot the three. And what about what he did against Dallas with the clutch shot at the end? Or the opening game against the Clippers when he was on the Lakers, when he had 27 points? None of these guys ever bring that up. And then now that we're bringing him back and Dwight Howard, I mean, they should even go after Avery Bradley now that we lost KCP. I think this is a great signing if we can.
Okay, now it's not. I just want to make really clear, it's not a signing. It's a report. So it's not. This is not a done deal. I don't want to treat it that way.
It's
a Chris Haynes report from Yahoo. Yeah. All right. Hey, thank you very much for the phone call, Warren. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, that is not broken news. Those guys are not signed, and there are no deals agreed
to
at this moment.
No cannon has gone off.
I was going to say, we didn't even play the sounder. Come on.
I'm not playing it. We didn't like it. I'm not going to.
I liked it. It needed to grow on
you. It grew on,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't as.
It sounds like a very big, far away explosion.
Yeah. I feel like we still need to find the right sound. Like, there's one specific time. It's in the second movie.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Hunger Games is good for a rumor. That's a good rumor.
Yeah. That's a good call. A great rumor sounder.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Coming up next, hey, we're going to do – we'll keep you up to date on everything that goes down. When it goes down, we've hit a lull in free agency. There is no – aside from the Yahoo report about the Lakers interested in maybe putting the band back together, bringing back Danny Green and Dwight Howard, there's the rumor, we do not have anything firm. So in the meantime, we will do some Game of Games. Clinton, I'm trying to remember, have you done Game of Games on the show?
I have.
Okay, this one is, I decided to do this one because it's a fair game. Anybody can win this particular game, including you, Clinton. Right. Requires no inside knowledge. That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, one piece of news. Kyle Lowry signed a 3-year free agent contract with the Miami Heat, and Duncan Robinson has agreed to a deal to return to the Heat as well, so they are loading up. They were an NBA Finals team as recently as 2020 in the bubble. All right. Yep. It is Game of Games time. And Clinton Yates is here for John. Clinton is going to play. Lindsay's going to play. Jorge is going to play. Now, I grew up, guys, going to the county fair. Did you ever go to a county fair?
Oh, yeah. Love the county fair.
Oh, yeah.
So at every county fair, there's like a guy on the midway who says he can guess how old you are or how much you weigh. So let's play a game. This is all closest without going over. It's called the County Fair game, all right?
All right.
So here is number one. How much you – it's closest without going over. Closest without going over. Hang on one sec. Here we go.
Is there going to be a lot of math involved in this maze? Because we all know how that goes.
No, it's fine.
There's math involved in all of it, but you're just going to have to roll with me. How much does Celtic center Taco Fall weigh? Closest without going over. Clinton.
I'll say 275.
275. Lindsay.
250.
250. Jorge.
220.
220. Oh, Jorge, it was right there for you. Clinton gets the point. It was 311 pounds. Taco
I was going to say, I didn't want to be on record as saying he's three bills plus, but.
Yeah, he's three bills.
Yeah.
Okay, how old is Samuel L. Jackson? Closest without going over, Lindsay.
66.
66. Jorge.
70.
70. Clinton.
I'm going to say 60.
60. Clinton, Jorge takes the point.
Yeah.
He's 72 years old. 72.
He's
Sam 72? Looks great.
72?
So it's Clinton 1, Jorge 1, Lindsay yet to scratch.
I should have known that.
Number 3. How old is original American swimming hero Mark Spitz, 7 gold medals in 72 in Munich, closest without going over? How old is Mark Spitz? We start with Jorge.
70.
70. Clinton.
I'll say 75.
75. Lindsay.
I'll go $1, Bob.
$1. $1 does not get it done because he's 71, and Jorge has taken another point.
Oh,
Jorge is on a roll in Game of Games.
All right. Don't need the number today.
So Jorge 2, Clinton 1, Lindsay yet to scratch. Number 4. How much does Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald weigh? Closest without going over, we're back to Clinton.
This is tough because he's like – he's not that he's undersized, but he's like lean and muscular.
Lean.
So I'm not really sure. I'll say 265.
265. Lindsay.
I'm going to go 266.
266. Jorge.
275.
275, a bold bet, and it's correct. He weighs 280 pounds.
Woo! Wow.
So Jorge is on a tear here. Jorge 3, Clinton 1, Lindsay yet to scratch. Lindsay, are you doing okay there?
I think I'm doing just fine.
Okay. How old is David Muir from ABC World News Tonight? David Muir from ABC World News Tonight. Closest without going over, we start with Lindsay.
I have no idea who that is, so I'm just going to say 70. No. Hey, sounds old.
Hey, that's my strategy.
Poor definitely don't know who he is.
All right, Jorge.
46.
46. Clinton.
David is a member of the handsome man community like myself. We see each other occasionally at some of our functions nationally. I'm going to say he's 50.
50. Jorge again takes the point. He is 47 years old. Jorge almost hit it on the nose. Wow. By the way, the number one rated show on television, top to bottom, all television, is David Muir World News Tonight.
Wow.
Okay. Number good six. Jorge's locked this up, but we'll do the dance anyway. How much does Daniel Radcliffe weigh? Little Harry Potter. Closest without going over, Lindsay.
I'm going to guess 210 pounds.
210 pounds. Jorge.
Oh, no, that's too much. I'll say 175.
175. Clinton.
People forget that he's kind of ripped these days. I'm going to say 185.
Oh, my God. You guys are so wrong. Nobody gets that point, and we're not doing it. He weighs 115 pounds.
No.
What?
No, there's
I thought
no
he
way.
Bulked up. Hold
there's
on. That's
no
not right.
Way.
I thought
there's
he
no
bulked
way.
Up for, like, a couple roles, and he's, like, a bigger dude now. Was that only – that was just,
I don't even weigh that little. I mean, what was this? When he was in Harry Potter?
Yeah, like I think that I'm not calling shenanigans, but I'm gonna ask for a review on that. A VAR.
A review. Daniel Radcliffe.
He's 32 years old. There's no way.
Pounds.
There's no way that
there's
he
no
weighs
way
that either. Much at this
it's
point.
It's on the internet.
Have you seen him recently?
Again, have you seen him lately?
Obviously, every single person, I'm putting together a game, but the internet says he weighs 116 pounds. That's what I'm going by.
Okay. I mean, I get you, but I feel like that doesn't make sense because I've seen him.
Please provide your source.
If he was that, I'm not doubting you.
All you do is Google how much does Daniel Radcliffe weigh, and a full bio of him comes up.
I'm just saying, if I saw a picture
pounds.
Of him, and he weighed 115 pounds or whatever that number was, like, I would think something was wrong, but I haven't seen anything recently that made me think something was wrong. Like, that's too light for a man.
All right, but who cares? I won. I'll take the win. Yeah, who cares?
All right, here is the tiebreaker.
Hey, hold on.
Did
you like my music?
It's a county fair music.
Exactly.
Yes, I like it. So Jorge's up 1-0 for the month of August. Here's the tiebreaker, and I do not know the answer to this quite. How much do I weigh closest without going over? Jorge.
Oof. 215.
215. Lindsay.
212.
212. Clinton.
I'm going to go with 200 just because I hate the $1 bet.
200. Okay, now I'm going to actually put the headphones down and get on the scale. Hang on a second.
All right. Oh, yes, wacky radio bit. Love it.
Oh, 212 on the money. Wow.
Wow.
212. God.
How about that?
Can you imagine?
So it's worth, Mace.
In March, I weighed 189. Now I'm 212.
What happened?
Really?
What happened? Wow. I only guessed that because I knew you fell off the non-donut eating wagon.
Yeah, I fell off. I ordered donuts.
I've lost 12 pounds in the last month and a half or so.
Yeah, Jorge's been killing it.
You lost what Mason gained.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. Donuts are my downfall, Clinton. Donuts.
Daniel Radcliffe weighs 138 pounds, by the way.
Who does? What?
Daniel Radcliffe weighs 138 pounds.
How much did he weigh when he got ripped for that play? Maybe Buck 85 was a little aggressive. But
says he's 63 kilograms, which converts to 138.89 pounds.
Kilos.
Okay. Well, okay. Regardless, you guys were still way over.
I know.
True.
Still way over. All right. So, again, the very latest on the NBA free agency opening, the biggest story probably this is just in. Phoenix Woj. All-star guard Chris Paul has agreed to stay on for a four-year, $120 million deal with the Phoenix Suns.
Okay.
So Chris Paul staying with the Phoenix Suns. He had opted out of his deal earlier in the day, so he's staying. We've yet to hear anything about Kawhi Leonard, who opted out of his deal, but he's expected to stay. Lonzo Ball is going to Chicago on an $80 million deal. The Lakers, the one little piece of information that we've got, and we'll track it throughout the afternoon on SLK, is that they are interested in, according to Yahoo, putting the band back together. I love. Yes. Actually, the rumor sound is
the rumor sound is excellent. That's a perfect application for that. I've fallen in love with it.
From now on, that's perfect. We will use it for every rumor.
Right. No matter the league, no matter the situation, rumor has it. Boom. Hit that.
The Lakers are interested in bringing the band back together or putting them back together, bringing back Danny Green, a 3-and-D guy who was in Philly last year, who they traded to OKC, then went to Philly, and then Dwight Howard, who played in Philly last year. So Dwight Howard and Danny Green are the two names that are circling right now for the Los Angeles Lakers, and they make sense. They've added their playmaker in Russell Westbrook. We've got the three-headed super team. Now it's up to Rob Pelinka, and I trust Rob to put the right players around those big three.
Rob and LeBron, obviously, because everybody's got to be LeBron approved. So
everybody's got to be LeBron approved.
I trust them as well. I mean, people are really going in on Danny Green. Like, okay, y'all think Danny Green's a bum? Fine. You know what I mean? I don't. You know what I'm saying? The numbers don't lie. And again, he might not have had the best playoff performance that everybody thought, but I just. I'm not going to live in a world in which people are acting like Danny Green is somehow some trash player. That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, I don't understand the vitriol for Danny Green. And actually, you know, I probably do. You know, I read his shooting percentages for the Western Conference Finals and the NBA Finals. Didn't shoot well in those moments, but still was a 37% shooter for the season and shot 40% this last year for Philly. And is an undeniably good defender, probably our best wing defender back in 2020.
Yeah,
so it makes complete sense.
You don't
sense
pass
to me.
On Danny Green if you have the chance when he wants to come back. That's what it comes down to, I think.
All right, hey, this is fun today. This is fun today. It's
absolutely
exciting with stuff going down. Clinton, it's great working with you. I'm glad. I hope we can do this again. John Ireland's got a bunch of vacation time coming up, so hopefully we can get you in here to fill in.
Sounds good, brother. I'll be around.
Awesome, man.
Thanks, handsome.
Yeah. That wraps up Mason and Ireland. Coming up next for you is SLK. We have started the rumor train. They will continue it, and maybe we will have a firm announcement of a free agent signing by the Los Angeles Lakers before SLK is over tonight. We're back tomorrow at 12:55 sharp to react to all of it. Momo will be filling in for John. Mason in Ireland, see you tomorrow, 710 ESPN.